You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We're talking with CEOs and leaders from across the DC area about leadership. What's in the portfolio of these leaders? We're going to find out on Leaders Portfolio. I love to learn from them, and I hope you do as well. It's all about leadership. And of course, I want to remind you, this is the last day to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. Absolute last day. Visit leadersportfolio.com for details. Fax your application in. And thank you if you are a company who has already submitted your application. We appreciate that. In studio now on Leaders Portfolio is the president and CEO of Primescape Solutions, Bob Dakinai. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Bob.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Primescape Solutions has held the title of an Inc. 500 company in 2005 and 2006. You're located in Arlington, Virginia, and you provide IT solutions and services to the federal government.
That is correct.
So you explain better to our listeners what you provide as a company.
As a company, we really have two areas of focus. The first one is in information technology. We provide IT services to the federal government. It ranges from applications development to providing systems architecture design to bringing in enterprise-wide systems that help the federal government do collaboration, supporting a lot of their mission-critical needs, managing their financial systems, for example. The other piece of our business is the professional services component of it. Those are really providing experts in specific areas, such as program management, such as acquisition support, financial analysts, to help the government really achieve very mission-specific activities.
Okay, excellent. And you started Primescape yourself.
That is correct.
What year was that?
1998.
Okay. And what was your original mission? How did it change? Or was it always this mission you just explained?
Well, it did change. But the original focus, really, from a business perspective, was to create a company totally focused on just the IT component. And that is something that we were able to achieve for the first 9 years of the company. And the professional services component came in a little later, over the last 3 years. And I realized that we could really provide a much broader service to the government by expanding in this area. IT was my main focus, and even today that is still the significant bulk of our business, but we've just expanded to other areas.
Were you an IT guy?
Yes. I really see myself in two ways. An early part of my career, I was in academia.
Yep.
And the second part of it is, yes, in federal government contracting and primarily in the IT side.
And let's speak to that. You got a PhD degree in psychology from American University.
That is correct.
So the first thing I know, because, you know, I have all these degrees as well, is you probably love to measure everything. Because I can drive people nuts with measurement. You got to measure everything, right?
That's
correct.
Do you
do that? Yeah.
Yes, down to the second decimal place. So, yes, absolutely.
And then you got that degree, and then what happened?
Well, I got the degree. At the same time, I was really fortunate to work in a laboratory that bought one of the first personal computers. So I started using it, learning how to program, to be able to measure responses of our subjects real time. At the same time, I was also working at the U.S. Army Research Institute. I did some work in artificial intelligence, expert systems. This was really early on. And because of that, plus psychology, it really got me interested in the technology aspect of it. And as soon as I graduated, I decided to switch careers, basically.
I'm going to ask you, what about psychology do you implement in running Primescape Solutions?
Well, quite frankly, not much.
You don't grill new hirees and give them a form. You got to fill out, you know, make sure you're emotionally stable. You don't do any of that.
No, we don't. Really, it's what I took out from graduate school really is two things. One is critical thinking, mm-hmm. And the second thing is writing. Having published paper in scientific journals, you really learn how to write. It really helps a lot today, you know, writing proposals, for example, and basically communication. So
speaking of critical thing, one of the interesting things with your background is that, you know, academia teaches you to think through the pros and cons.
Correct.
Business leaders have to decision make quickly. And so often that's there's a conflict there because you're sometimes analyzing, should this happen or this happen? I'll give you a funny story. My husband jokes with me because he says, I analyze, should we go to McDonald's off an exit? Like, well, I have the pros and cons and I'm not sure we should stop at the bank because that decreases our efficiency. And I mean, it could drive someone nuts, right? So you kind of sit at the crux of that because you're a business leader, but you've got the thinking through. Have you struggled with that balance? Like sometimes you think too much through pros and cons because of your training?
Well, early on, moving from academia to the business world, I learned quickly that you really cannot be a perfectionist, measuring everything down to a decimal point where you want everything that precise.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes good enough is the right answer. And as a business person, it really boils down to looking at risks and where it falls and what's the cost benefit based on the risks. So,
and then you decision make.
And then, yeah, that's primarily what drives the decision.
And we're speaking with the president CEO of Primescape Solutions, Bob Dakanai. And Bob, you are a Filipino. You grew up in the Philippines and you received the Filipino Award Circle of Leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You came here to the U.S. for your PhD degree.
That's correct.
So, and then why'd you stay?
Well, it was just a progression of coming out of grad school, finding a job here, loving this place. I mean, the opportunity this country gives you is like no other in the world. And just learned that this is now basically home.
And you say it's like no other. So I'm going to ask you about cultural differences. What business principles do the Philippines practice that American businesses don't, and vice versa, or anything in that topic if you're not 100% sure?
I think that it's very similar. Relationship is a big deal. Well, when I think about it, I would say that really key is relationship. And that works here, that works in the Philippines. It's, I think, the same wherever you go.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. So not a lot of business differences. Would you argue that, I've heard this before, that, you know, America produces more entrepreneurs. I mean, because you were an entrepreneur.
That's
correct. Started your business, went to an Inc. 500. So America is a better incubator for entrepreneurialism?
Absolutely. It's the culture, the way, for example, coming here as a minority, there's a lot of support structure, like the 8A program, like Small Business Administration, helping small businesses to get started and get funding.
Mm-hmm.
So there is really a lot of support structure here. In the U.S.
I read somewhere that your wife was vice president?
That's correct.
So, and how did that come about? Did she marry you and then kind of form the company, or was she at the company and then married you?
Well, we were married. She was also in the federal sector, in the financial contract side. And when I decided to start the business, I said, well, you know, we're taking a risk here. We had our first child. So I said, one of us has to keep working. So she stayed where she was, and I took the risk, started the company. And right after 9/11 happened, because of her work, she was in California. We thought that, you know, when these things could happen, she could be, you know, far apart from where I am. We said that maybe it may be better for her to just join the company. And now that the company's a little bit more stable, and that's basically what happened. Once the company was stable, she came and joined, and it was perfect fit. Her financial background and contracting background really helped pretty much complement what I do.
Good, excellent. And we're speaking with the president and CEO of Primescape Solutions, Bob Dakinai. Now, when you started Primescape, was the intent to grow it to an Inc. 500?
No, it was not. The intent was to just do something
to
that
pay
I
your
love
salary
to do.
So you could
leave. Well, yeah, absolutely. It was, pay a salary and to build a company and basically enjoy what I was doing. It's a fun thing to do. It's growing. It's bringing in basically working with clients, helping them meet their mission. And so, yeah, there's a lot of satisfaction doing that.
Excellent. And you achieved Think 500 2 years, which is hard to do.
That's correct.
And was that like a goal or did it just occur?
It just happened. And quite frankly, when we first got the award, I didn't go to the event. I said, you know, when you're a small company, it's easy to grow quickly. So
you got the Inc. 500 award and you didn't go to the dinner.
I didn't go to dinner. I said, you know, a lot of people get this. I went to the second year and I didn't realize what a big deal it was.
Interesting.
And I now really appreciate that.
So do you go to every Inc.? Do you go to every award dinner now?
Yes, I do.
Maybe it's important. You're not sure.
Yes, I do.
You don't want to. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
That's a good story. That's a really good story. We're speaking with Bob Dakinai from Primescape Solutions, and your company is located in Arlington, Virginia. Was it always located in Virginia since inception?
Yes, since inception. First in my bedroom, then.
In your bedroom? Yeah.
Yes.
How many years in your bedroom?
About 3 years.
That's good. So 3 years in your bedroom.
That is correct.
What was the biggest contract you were running out of your bedroom?
We were a subcontractor to the company I left.
Okay.
And that basically kept us going for a long time.
Excellent. That's a good story. All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation after this. When we get back, I want to ask you about your leadership philosophy.
Okay.
And a few other things. So we're going to return with Bob Dakinai after this on Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. They wouldn't be a sponsor if we at Leaders Portfolio didn't believe in them and if they did not believe in leadership. And so they're providing free content for you to learn how to be a better leader. And my goal as a host for you is that if I don't learn from these leaders, then I don't believe I've done my job as a leader to you. And so the goal is to kind of disseminate content about how to do things better, how to be a better leader, and how to give back to your community, all here on Leaders Portfolio. Also reminding you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Today is the last day that you can get your application in. If you think you're an effective leader, visit leadersportfolio.com. We're looking for Leadership Business of the Year and Business Leadership of the Year. We'll return after this on Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
I'm Rebecca Blacksmith here at Leaders Portfolio. We're in studio with the president and CEO of Primescape Solutions, Bob Dakinai, and he appeared twice on the Inc. 500 list. Company is located in Arlington, Virginia, provides IT technology, solutions, and services to the federal government. Bob, we talked earlier about how you have a PhD from American University, And I want to ask you what your leadership philosophy is.
I would say, let me say this. I firmly believe that a company, a corporation, really reflects the values of their leader. And at Primescape, we really talk a lot about integrity. When we interview new employees, we emphasize that. Every decision that we make, how we treat our clients, how we treat our employees, our relationship with our partners, it all has to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Integrity is an important that we always bring up. And I think it reflects in how you partner with your clients. When you're open with them, there's some transparency there. You build a more lasting relationship with them. You build the trust. And that's critical. It's when you, for example, sometimes you find efficiencies mm-hmm. in how you do work. And by pointing that out, there's always sometimes the fear of, well, you know what? They'll need less people. But that doesn't happen. When you do that, you look out for their best interest. What happens is they just give you more work.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened to us. A significant portion of our growth is because of our existing clients. And I think that has to do with our corporate philosophy.
Speaking of integrity, I was, you know, interesting situation where I was on the phone the other day with a phone company, and they made an error, didn't have service for a period. And I called them and said, so I assume you're going to, you know, automatically deduct this. And they didn't have a policy to automatically deduct. And I thought, man, what a bad system that you're not going to tell your customer. I had to come to you and say, you know, you didn't deliver what I paid for. So I wanted to kind of bring that up to you and say, you know, because you brought up integrity. So do you find that a piece of integrity is often going to client and almost saying, I'm not delivering this. You're not even aware of it yet, but I want you to know.
That is correct. It's really one of the key things that we do is really understand the mission of our clients, what they do, their business, so that when we provide them with solutions, we just don't look at here are the things they see as problems. But what we could do is add value to it that say, you know, these are your problems, but, you know, here's the bigger piece of the problem. We don't just want to Band-Aid it. Here's the complete solution. And again, bring it up to our employees. We treat them the same way. So if there are issues with our clients, it doesn't have to roll all the way back to me to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Our project managers, our staff know that doing the right thing for our clients is the main goal. So decisions are made right there and then, day to day, and it works very well for us.
You sell to the federal sector. I wanted to then know, are you seeing any effects of the economy on your business?
Well, being here in Washington, D.C., it really hasn't affected us much from a federal standpoint. There's mission critical work that needs to be supported, and it really hasn't affected us much. In fact, last year was another great year for us.
Good. But it's getting harder to stay on that Inc. 500.
That is
right?
True. The bigger you are, the harder it is.
And we were talking off air about the Inc. 500 awards and how you attended the second year. The first year you didn't attend.
That is correct.
And so, and then you realized how big a deal it was, mm-hmm. right? After attending the second year. Now, I want to ask you in your leadership, what good and bad leadership decisions do you feel like you've made over the years?
Well, I would say that a lot of it really has to do with hiring decisions. It's
which psychology? Because your background's a PhD in psychology, yeah.
That's right. It's always picking the right people. If you pick the right people to join you in the company, it makes things a whole lot easier. Everything works well with the clients. Everything works well with your staff. So one of the things that we've been doing is, you know, you mentioned testing. There are testing mechanisms out there that we're actually exploring and see how well it actually works.
Tell me what is good about how you hire.
Well, we have our HR department is, I would say, is very strong. We brought in a vice president who is from a large company, lots of contact, because from our perspective, it all boils down to people, because that's what we are. We're a service company. So we have a very strong HR department. We have a pretty extensive interview process. It's multiple people, multiple days. We really want to make sure not only do we have the right people in terms of expertise and experience, but the cultural fit. Again, the fit not only from a company perspective, but sometimes from a client perspective, since they work at the client side.
How many employees do you have now?
Around 125.
At what point, you know, when you hit 50 or hit 60, when did you stop actually doing some of the interviewing?
I would say when we were about 80 or so, then I just started focusing on the senior management.
Yeah, because at some point it becomes, you know,
you can't do it. And basically what you need to do is make sure that the people that are actually doing the work, they're the ones that select the individuals. And again, the key there is when you select the senior management team, they know your philosophy, they know what's important to you, they look for the same kind of people.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Bob, tell me, you know, we're finishing up, and tell me kind of what the plan is for Primescape Solutions over the next couple of years.
Well, we have some pretty aggressive growth goals. We're investing significantly right now in terms of business development, breaking into new areas, but always keeping our ball, the ball on what we do day to day operationally, make sure that our clients, the ones that we already have, are always satisfied.
Excellent. Well, best of luck and with you and your wife.
Thank you very much.
Primescape Solutions, appreciate it. Bob Dack and I, the president and CEO of Primescape Solutions, here with us on Leaders Portfolio. And of course, you can find his bio, a link to Primescape Solutions, and his audio cast all at leadersportfolio.com. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to give you a heads up on some of the guests coming up on Leaders Portfolio. We have a Mosaic ATM, Chris Britton, he's the president and principal analyst, Bridges Consulting, Chuck Fahan, a president, Meteor, Douglas Clark, CEO, Murthy Law Firm, Sheila Murthy, founder and president. Also, Leaders Portfolio was given notice by these two companies of cancellations of their upcoming interviews, Edwards Project Solutions, Stephen Edwards, president, CEO, and a cancellation received from Opower, Daniel Yates, CEO and founder. I am Rebecca Blacksmith. I want to thank our sponsors for being a part of Leaders Portfolio and caring enough about leadership that they would support it and be able to offer free content to our listeners. That's Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you are trying to reach the leadership community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We appreciate them, and we appreciate you for listening as well, and we appreciate our guests as well.